You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today's Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day, and I was home on Memorial Day, listening to the radio, talk radio, sampling it. And what was the lead subject or story that was in the news? Oh yes, we had a few stories about Memorial Day and the president laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, which was only appropriate. But no, that was not the story of the day. Instead, we had an animal story. A sad animal story because the animal died. But there's good news. The good news was the child was not harmed. Oh, he had a few scratches, a concussion, but the child was not harmed. Now, if you listen to the news, you probably know what I'm talking about. The story took place in the Cincinnati Zoo in Gorilla World. And a child, a three-year-old child, he looks like he's almost four, though. If you look at the pictures. And yes, he's a black child. Let me state that up front for those that have not seen the video. But this video went viral. Now, I'm not going to play the video because it's more visual than in terms of there's no real sound bites here because gorillas don't talk. Now, they can scream to try to scare you. I don't think they need to scream. If I met a gorilla, especially a 300, 400, 500, 600-pound gorilla, I'd run. I wouldn't scream. Or at best, I'd make sure that he knew I wasn't threatening. In other words, I'd sit down and if I couldn't run. Now, what happened? A lady was with her children, and she was distracted. And her three-year-old son, who earlier said, I want to play with the gorillas. Well, you probably guess what happened. He climbed a fence, a short fence, a barrier, and then fell into the moat. And that's a 15-foot wall. He fell. It's like going off a cliff. I'm surprised he didn't break his neck or bones just falling into the moat. Now, probably the water instead of cement helped him. And I do have pictures for those that are new to the Pronk Pop Show. The way you listen to this show is go to my companion blog for my show prep. And you go there by typing in PronkPops.wordpress.com. That's PronkPops, PronkPops.wordpress.com. And underneath my photograph of yours truly in the studio, you will see links to the most recent 60 to 80 shows. But below that, you'll get a lot of information. Photographs, charts, tables, articles, tweets, color and black and white, articles from the newspapers. So I will be covering that briefly. I'm going to give you my opinion, but I was rather amazed listening to the people calling in and expressing their view. Now, I'll be the first to say, I know little about gorillas except they're animals. They're not human beings. They're not pets. And if they could, they'd kill me. Now, fortunately, gorillas are not as dangerous as polar bears. Polar bears, those cute little white polar bears, they view human beings as a meal. And if they can get your hands on you, they'll eat you. But you see, that's true with most wild animals. If they encounter someone that's threatening to them, they will attack them. Now, some will eat plants, but some are meat eaters, so you got to watch out. That's why we have zoos to look at wild animals. A lot of people don't like zoos, because of that. They want the animals to be free in the wild. Well, that's fine, but in the wild, you have to, unlike in the United States, fend for yourself. It is very much the survival of the fittest, and there is a hierarchy, and the most ferocious lions or polar bears or even gorillas, if they see you as a threat or if they see you as a meal, will attack you. Not in a zoo. However, if you don't watch your kids, don't hold their hands, and they wander off when you're briefly distracted, either through a phone call or other kids, you get the situation in Cincinnati. So I'll be covering that. I also want to cover what I call story number two, and that's happening today. Donald Trump had a press conference, what they call a presser. It's really an opportunity for the press to ask Donald Trump questions. And there were a range of questions, but most of them focused on his charitable contributions to various veterans organizations. Donald Trump, however, took the opportunity, and I think this was a calculated but well-deserved opportunity, to go after the press. See, Donald Trump, unlike many other Republican candidates, or for that matter, Democratic candidates, he doesn't really take the nonsense that the big lie media throws out there. You attack him, and he will attack you, no matter who you are, including members of the press. So the press has been put on notice that if you treat him fairly, no problem. But if you twist the facts and try to make him look like a fool or crook, a swindler, he's going to go after you. And yes, it's going to be personal. It's going to be direct. It's going to be in your face. And yes, I think he believes that, a better way to say this is he's lost respect for the press. But that's not new. President Obama is actually worse. Well, what's the difference? More than 95%, I really think it's about 98% of the press today, are Democrats. Most of them are liberal/progressive Democrats. They support the Democratic Party's agenda, and they obviously support the president and the leading contender for that nomination, Hillary Clinton. The phrase you'll hear often is, they're in the tank for Hillary. Oh, yes, they are in the tank for Hillary. The problem they have with Hillary is she's very much damaged goods with a long track record of lying and misleading the people. She's under a criminal investigation by the FBI. And last week, the Inspector General of the State Department issued a report. It's really damning because it puts the lie to all the, or it gives the truth, which gives the lie to all Hillary Clinton's statements. What she did broke the law. They softened it to say the rules, but she broke the law, the Records Act. And for that alone, that should disqualify her. But she's also broken the law regarding the handling of classified information. There will be a day of reckoning. The only question is when. I suspect it'll be after, if it's going to happen before the election day, it'll be after the convention. That assumes, of course, that Hillary Clinton wins in California, and that race is tightening up. Bernie Sanders could win California. If that happens, I'm not saying all bets are off. I still think Hillary Clinton is going to win. It's very much a rigged game where the superdelegates, the party officials, office holders, have already committed to Hillary Clinton. The Democratic Party, as well as their fellow travelers in the big lie media, want Hillary Clinton as the nominee and want her as the next president, the first woman president. The only problem is more and more Americans, even Democrats, don't like her, don't trust her, and because Donald Trump is not your typical Republican candidate, in other words, another moderate, centrist, progressive candidate along the lines of McCain and Dole and Romney, he's none of those. Donald Trump's a fighter, and he's a winner, and he wants to win, and he will punch anybody out, not physically, but verbally, that attacks him. Neither the press, nor Hillary Clinton, nor the Democratic Party is not used to this type of Republican. The problem is many of the political elitist establishment, both in the Democrat and the Republican Party, cannot stand Donald Trump. Donald Trump will be our next president. Why? Because the people back them because they can't stand the Democrat and Republican Party leadership, who are more concerned about illegal aliens than they are about the American worker. And if you want to know the reason Donald Trump is ahead, you need to look no further than the fact when he announced his candidacy, he made immigration a wedge issue. And everyone knows he wants to build that big, beautiful wall with the door in it and deport all the illegals. I'm not convinced he's going to do that. But a lot of Americans trust him, believe in him, and they applaud his efforts. And if he doesn't deliver, they'll dump him. And I think Donald Trump knows that. So if he goes back on his pledge, in other words, he doesn't deliver the goods, the wall is not built, the 30 to 50 million illegal aliens that are here are not deported in an expeditious manner, Donald Trump will not be reelected. He'll be a one-term president. Maybe that's what he wants. But if he wants a two-term election, if he's going to pull what I call the Trump swindle, it'll be in a second term. It won't be in his first term. He'll tell you it takes time to deport 30 to 50 million. I agree. I think it'll take at least 8 to 10 years, assuming we have a president that truly wants to do that. I'm not convinced. I don't trust him. But I want to address why Donald Trump is going after the press. And the reason is very simple. He knows most of them, there are few exceptions, very few, are not his friends. They want to be the one that takes out Donald Trump. And they will say and do anything, even though they're supposedly objective reporters. Not really. They want you to get that impression. They're primarily what I call propagandists. And all propagandists have a boss, if you will, and they work for papers that have an agenda, and the agenda is to elect Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump understands that, so he's going on the attack, and his supporters and even people that are undecided are cheering him. So as long as the press continues doing what it's doing, Donald Trump wins. You see, the secret, and it's a secret, but they won't follow through on it. The secret is the way to defeat Donald Trump, and it's really too late, was to simply ignore him. Now they can't ignore him. He's like that 800-pound gorilla. You have an 800-pound gorilla in the room, you can't ignore him. You better not ignore him. And the name of the game, and this is where they're, how should I say, they have a dilemma. The dilemma is this. The viewership of television, as well as the viewership or subscribers of newspapers, has gone down, down, and down. Many newspapers are no longer in existence, and even the viewership on your nightly news has gone down, down, and down. As a result, I would never recommend anyone go into journalism, specifically print media. Not that there are not jobs there. There are. But the competition is very great, and the jobs are fewer and fewer as more and more newspapers close their doors. So many people that were very good doing their jobs are now on the street, and many of them have other jobs. That is not an industry I would encourage my son and daughter or your sons and daughters to go into. It's not a good idea. Find something else. Now, if your politics or political philosophy is one of big government, in other words, you're a liberal, progressive, communist, socialist, you have a few choices. You can be a college professor, go into academe. You could try to succeed as a community activist the way Barack Obama made his bones. Or, if you haven't done your homework, you could go into journalism, go to journalism school, and then hopefully be the lucky one or two. And there's always talented individuals, and that's what you need to understand. Every year, people graduate, and the very best of the best are going to get jobs, and they're going to compete with the people that are there. But it's very much a cutthroat business, and the opportunities for advancement are few. Many seek the opportunity not in print, but in television. That's where the action is. Print journalists do appear on television. If you notice, whether it's Fox or the other networks, occasionally they will have writers on. Why? They're the only ones that, frankly, are doing any investigative journalism. So I want to talk about why is Donald Trump going after the press and what really set this fight off. Now, let's get back first to, I want to say, the 800-pound gorilla. I don't think he's 800 pounds. I'm not sure how much he weighs, but he's an adult male gorilla. And I have photographs as well as the video. It's not someone I would like to meet in a dark alley or even in the light of day in gorilla world. He would scare most people. And you need to understand, and I think most people do, gorillas are very, very strong. You'll hear the zookeeper, or you probably have heard it already, the director of the zoo, make that point repeatedly. And that was the problem, the dilemma that the zoo faced. They knew at any moment this gorilla could kill or seriously injure the child. Initially, the gorilla pulled him out of the water and went to a corner of the moat, and I have a picture of that. I think initially trying to get out of the view of the people that were screaming and hollering and concerned that a child had fell in, and the mother kept saying, "I'm here now, I'm here now." But what happened? After many, many minutes, really a delay, the reaction team that the zoo had at the Cincinnati Zoo shot and killed the gorilla. Now, the gorilla has a name, Harambe, and Harambe is dead. And I have a picture of, I won't call them protesters, but people that apparently like Harambe. And I thought that was nice. And then children brought flowers to a statue in the zoo, in this area, of a mother gorilla with a baby gorilla on her back. And you see children putting flowers next to the statue. That's very nice. And after this was all done, the mother wrote a nice tweet. I think it was a blog post that's longer than a tweet. Really thanking everyone for their thoughts and prayers. The child did have a few scratches, a concussion. But the son, after the gorilla was killed, was removed from the moat, taken to the hospital, and then released. There were no broken bones or internal injuries. And she really thanked the zoo for their response and saving her son before the gorilla either seriously injured the child or killed the child. Now, what you need to understand, and like I said, there's no point really playing the videos. There's really two. One was the initial time when he fell in, it was in the water. You see the gorilla grabbing the arm of the child, pulling him out of the water, pulling on his pants to get him out of the water. I don't know how deep the moat is. It looks like it's at least 3 feet. So he's trying to get the child's head out of the water and protect them. But then, later, in a second video, he dragged the child by the arm through the moat. And that's when it became dangerous because he's dragging the child at a very fast rate. These gorillas are fast, by the way. Don't let the size fool you. They can run or sprint very fast, and that means the child is definitely going to get scrapes on his legs and arms. Maybe his head hits the side. And that's when I think the decision was made that as soon as the best opportunity presented itself, the zoo was going to have to, unfortunately, kill or put down the gorilla to save the child, which I believe was the right thing to do. Now, many animal lovers, especially those that either had not seen the video or just seen the first video, were very upset. You shouldn't have killed the gorilla. There was no reason to kill the gorilla. Well, the problem that the zoo officials that made the decision give the go to kill the gorilla had to make is that any time this gorilla could turn violent. He could have literally ripped this child's arms and legs off if he so desired, or slammed the child into the wall, or crushed his head, or just hugged him, and in process of hugging him, killing him. So the zoo officials had a tough decision to make because this animal had been with the zoo many years, over 10 years. I think he's either 13 or 17 years old. I have a lot of information. I think I got the age, but I'm not sure. No, I didn't. I want to say something. I'm glad it turned out the way it did, that the child was rescued. But I was amazed at the social network reaction to this. This went very much viral. It was a subject of a lot of opinions. Everyone seemed to have their opinion on it. I have an opinion on it. I think human life comes first. And if that means you're going to have to destroy or kill or put down, however you want to describe it, an animal to protect a human life, you should do it. I don't think there's much of a decision here, except when is the best time to do that. So when the animal is shot, and they had a marksman do it, that in the process of dying, he doesn't crush or lash out at the child. And that's a very difficult situation. The good news is the child is completely okay, in the sense there are no physical injuries, but I'm sure he will remember his trip to the zoo as long as that child lives. And I think he played with the gorilla all right, or the gorilla played with him. And I think the people of Cincinnati, the gorilla lovers, are entitled to bring their flowers, show their signs. But what's missing here? Now, remember, this occurred over the Memorial weekend. I believe it was a Saturday, if my memory serves. And this was the lead story on most newscasts, on radio as well as television, as it should be if it's a slow news day, and usually Memorial Day is a slow news day. Yes, you're going to have coverage of the president laying the wreath at Arlington Cemetery, and you're going to have local coverage of any parade a city or town has honoring the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines that gave their lives in various wars that the United States has fought. But in terms of talk radio, and people were calling in, we're not set up for call-ins. You've noticed I haven't had an ad to run because we don't have advertising. We're not a commercial radio station. We're a college radio station, an online college radio station. And most people listen to us by podcast. In other words, they listen to us at their convenience. They either download the show or stream it. And again, you just go to promptpops.wordpress.com. At the very top, you have links to this show and the last 60 to 80 shows. At the very bottom, we have links to all the shows. Now, I'm running out of time, and I'll continue this for the first part of next show. But where I was leading up to is this. What wasn't covered in the news? Every day in the United States, nearly 3,000 babies are killed. Every day, without fail. Close to 1 million a year. What I'm talking about is abortion, and over a third of those babies are black babies. Didn't hear one story about that. No concern. You see, I'm very much pro-life. Oh, yes, babies were being killed across the United States that week and this week. And to put it in context, since Roe versus Wade was decided in 1973, I believe, was the decision. Today, over 15 million black babies are not alive. They were killed in the womb by professionals, doctors, and nurses. Those are the missing black babies that we didn't remember on Memorial Day. And there were more, slightly less, Hispanics as well as whites. You see, the disproportionate number is blacks only make up about 12 to 13% of the population, but although the number bounces around between a third to about 35, 36% of abortions every year are blacks. Slightly less are Hispanics, and the remainder are whites. The leading killer of blacks today, by far, is not people being killed by drug cartels, gangs, not crime, not cancer, not heart attacks, not accidental deaths. The leading killer by far, over 360,000 a year, is by abortion. In other words, blacks are killing blacks, and the dream can't survive as long as we kill, or you kill, your own children. And that's what's going on. Heard nothing about that on Memorial Day. Nothing. And I have some information, videos on it. What I'm talking about is institutionalized black genocide. And our president, as well as the Democratic candidate for president, Hillary Clinton, are both big supporters of Planned Parenthood. Oh, they're racist. They want to kill the black race, and they're succeeding. They are succeeding beyond their wildest dreams. Didn't hear anything about that in Memorial Day. Next time, or next show, the early part of it, I will get into Donald Trump's press conference, and then I will cover whatever the story is of the day. Thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.